RadioSaintPete.com.
For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Step Up for Students was created to help alleviate the enormous educational challenges faced by children in Florida who live in or near poverty. The program provides tax credit scholarships to students in K through 12 who come from low-income families. RadioSaintPete.com sat down and spoke with the president of Step Up for Students here in Florida, Doug Tuthill.
The legislature passed the program in 2001. What we do is we offer scholarships to low-income working-class families to allow them to attend a K through 12 private school. Mm-hmm. We've been giving scholarships out since 2002. We've given out about 350,000 scholarships since 2002. This year we have about 60,000 kids on scholarship, and they're attending over 1,400 schools all over the state of Florida. Now, it's a tax credit scholarship program, so the way that works is a corporation will have a tax liability in Florida. They can get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit by donating to a qualified nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So if you're Raymond James, for example, and you owe $1 million, you could donate $1 million to Step Up for Students, and that would take care of your $1 million tax liability. Then families apply to us. We go through their household income, and if they're sufficiently poor, then they receive a scholarship. This last year it was $4,880, and they can take that school to any qualified, take a scholarship to any qualified school in Florida, including the two Academy Prep schools in the Tampa area.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. And I know there's a very significant audit process that goes on.
Yes.
To make sure that these funds are being spent properly. Can you talk a little bit about that? That could be important to corporate sponsors.
Yeah. This last year, we raised $286 million, and obviously the corporations put their brand on the line, so it's very important for them and for us that the program be bulletproof in terms of its quality. Mm-hmm. and making sure that the money is used exactly for the reasons it's supposed to be used for. Mm-hmm. So what happens is we're audited by the state every year, and we have to turn in a clean audit every year to the state that they get reviewed. But in addition, every family who qualifies has to go through a complete audit. We literally, it's like going through an IRS audit, or it's like trying to get a mortgage today, not sure. 10 years ago. And so we go through all their household incomes, anybody who lived in that household and contributed during that fiscal year, that they're counted, and we go through all that. And if there's, like I said, if they're sufficiently poor, we will give them a scholarship. Mm-hmm. We have every year several thousand kids who aren't able to get a scholarship because we give out all the money. And so as a result, with thousands of children on the waiting list, you want to make sure that everybody who does get a scholarship really qualifies financially. So that's why we have such a robust and frankly intrusive audit process.
Well, now, for a company, you know, listening here in the state of Florida, what's the process to, direct your taxes to this program? Exactly how does it work?
Well, they work with the Department of Revenue, and they go onto the Department of Revenue website, and they identify a certain amount of money they'd like to donate. So, like I said, if you're Raymond James, you say, I want to donate $1 million. You go on the DOR, the Department of Revenue website, and you reserve $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, you remit a check to us for $1 million. We give you documentation that we got that check. You share that with DOR, and you've satisfied your tax liability. So any corporation that would like to participate, they should contact us at stepupforstudents.org, and we have people who can work with them to walk them through the process, show them how to work with the DOR website so they can participate in the program.
I see. Now, on the student side, the family side of this program, they have to obviously participate in the audit process, the application process. Are these generally partial scholarships that are provided in practicality?
Now, in most cases, the family gets $4,880. By law, the scholarship can't be more than the tuition and fees charged by a particular school. And so every school has to go in, document what their tuition and fees are, and then we give the scholarships to the families, and the families then take the scholarships to the schools. But in most cases, the scholarships are worth $4,880. We also have a transportation scholarship that allows a family to get a transportation scholarship to go from one school district to another. And in that case, the scholarship is worth $500, but the overwhelming majority of our scholarships go to families that are paying tuition and fees at private schools, and most of those families get $4,880 this year.
We're talking with Doug Tuthill, president of Florida Step Up for Students on Radio St. Pete. .com. Is this a unique program to Florida? Do you have similar programs to this in other states?
Yeah, there are about 15 other states that have program, tax credit scholarship programs, one shape or another. Mm-hmm. We're the largest in the country by a factor of about four, so we're bigger than everybody else in the country. And our program is a little bit different. Some of them aren't necessarily means tested, and they all have different kind of flavors. But there are about, like I said, about 14 or 15 other states that have programs similar to ours.
I see. Now, does your funding, so your funding obviously depends on how many companies you can convince to redirect, you know, their tax money. So you're anticipating the funds will increase and more scholarships can be given in the future years.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a very, very long waiting list. And it's heartbreaking every year to have to turn families down because we run out of money. So we've been very fortunate. The corporations of Florida are very enthusiastic about the program. Every year we grow 25%. We're hoping this year actually to grow more than 25% because the waiting list is so large. And so we're very enthusiastic about the kind of response we're getting from the corporate community in Florida. They love helping the kids. They love giving back to the community. And so it's a win-win all the way around. By the way, we also save the state money because the difference between the scholarship and what we would pay for a child in a district school, that's all savings to the state. And so, for example, in Hillsborough or Pinellas County, the average child costs about $9,000 to $10,000 to the taxpayer, whereas in our program, it costs a taxpayer a little under $5,000. So that's savings that we encourage the district to reinvest in district schools. So really, it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, once again, how do we direct our listeners to find out more information about Step Up for Students?
They should go to our website, www.stepupforstudents.org, and cruise the site. There's all kinds of information, and contact us through the site if you have specific questions.
Great. Thanks so much to Doug Tuthill, president of Step Up for Students, for RadioSt.Pete.com in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Joe Bordeaux.
RadioSt.Pete.com.